Mayor believes the suspect acted alone.
If I had to guess 25 cents, this would be exactly that. Somebody
who's homegrown,
maybe a mentally deranged person or somebody with a political agenda that doesn't like the health care bill or something. It could be anything.
Yeah. All right. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor Michael Bloomberg talking about the Times Square bomber at a point where he had to know that it was a Pakistani man they were looking for. But he made it sound like it was a white guy who didn't like the health care bill. Why he did that, only the mayor could tell us. Joining us now is Sergeant Tim Sumner. He is with the. He is one of the organizers of the 9/11 Never Forget Committee. He lost his brother-in-law, Lieutenant Joseph Levy of Ladder Company 15, on the morning of September 11th. And of course, his brother-in-law was one of 2,752 people killed at the World Trade Center. And now they want to put a mosque there. And Sergeant, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, and thanks for having me on.
Well, You do such great work, such important work, and you're one of the people out there instrumental in helping to get the truth out about this proposed disaster of a mosque at Ground Zero. Tell us about the link, the propping up, if you will, that the State Department and this administration is giving to the imam who would be the imam of this mosque.
Well, what's important to know is in just last December, it's the first time we heard that Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf and a Cordova initiative were going to build something at the Burlington Coat Factory two blocks away from Ground Zero. And 2 months later, he is on a State Department-sponsored tour, an outreach, a bridge-building operation to the Muslim world. And how we know that is by a February 5th, 2010 article where he just talks about his tour and that he's out there doing this outreach, and he gives it to Islam Online. And the interesting thing about them is one of the board members for them is Yosef El-Ghadari, a known Sharia law jurist, one that he has praised in the past, even after that same man said that, quote, that Muslims must fight the Americans if we can, and if we cannot, we should fight the U.S. economically and politically.
Well, these are the people that Rauf gives an interview to. So do we know? First of all, how many bridges are we building to the Muslim world? That's what I want to know. It seems like everybody, including the head of NASA, their assignment is to build bridges to the Muslim world. But was this an official assignment of the State Department or the administration?
It was an official assignment. He was on a state-sponsored tour, so it's likely, and we're looking to find out, if it was a taxpayer dime. And also, while he's there, he has a job on his hands, and he needs to raise at least $100 million to build a 15-story, what we believe is a Sharia recruiting center overlooking Ground Zero.
Well, gee, what better place to do that than go to the Muslim countries who have the money?
Yeah, we actually paid for his trip. I'm sure he was doing official stuff, but he's right there in the very same place. This guy, Al-Ghadari, who is in Qatar, okay, or Qatar, or whatever it's called, he's over there. This is the same country that just prior to them buying the factory downtown gave more than $500,000 to an organization that Imam Rauf started, ASMA, the American Society for Muslim Advancement. They gave that to him just prior to them paying $4.85 million in cash, and these folks will not tell us where they got their money from.
Well, you know, I spoke to the imam's wife today, and I'm trying to set up an interview with him, and she said he's traveling, so he's traveling again. I heard a member of the community board on with Joe Bartlett on our flagship WOR this morning, filling in for John Gambling, saying that he would like to know where the funding comes from. He wanted, you know, it wasn't a unanimous verdict of the community board when they voted on this. It was a close vote, and he would like to see the funding. He would like to put it on hold. He would like to delay it. And I know by the polls, nationally and in New York City, overwhelmingly the people don't want this mosque built where it's going to go up, and we have to do everything we can to stop it.
And Steve, you're part of a coalition, and we are not alone. and we will not stop, and we will not give up that ground to what is a Muslim Brotherhood operation which intends to implement Sharia law, discriminatory Sharia law, to all those that accuse us, even by side jobs.
Well, you wrote a piece just recently, and we have a few minutes left, about the same imam, of course, Raouf, tied to a co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation, a funding case.
Yeah, and if they'll come to the website, 911familiesforamerica.org, they can see the documentation that proves that. It is the front inside cover of a private distribution by the Islamic Society of North America and the International Islamic the Triple IT, that funded the distribution of that book. In other words, they funded his book, bought his book, so he pocketed money. They financially benefited by it. And these are the same groups that financially facilitated, proven in a court of law, the Holy Land Foundation transferring more than $12 million to the terrorist organization Hamas. So, I mean, is he a Muslim Brotherhood? Is this a Muslim Brotherhood operation? It sure looks like it. And I think the Attorney General of the United States, of New York, ought to get off the dime and investigate and find out.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Andrew Cuomo's going to do that. You know, when you hear these outrageous comments, like from Mayor Bloomberg, we played you the soundbite coming in about the Times Square bomber, but what he said about this one was, there are bad Jews, there are bad Christians, there are bad Muslims, there are bad Buddhists. I'd like him to name one bad Jew and one bad Christian who have been blowing people up or have blown people up in the name of their God. I don't know of any in the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Do you?
No, I don't know of them either. And the accusation that this is a freedom of faith issue, is they're right about one thing there. It is. It's a freedom of religion here. And what we're trying to do, what we hope to do, is protect for all faiths the freedom to exercise that personal relationship with God if they want to have one. But to stop the political institution of Islam into our country is against what we're founded on, and we should join together. Doesn't matter where you come from or what you believe. If you came here to escape Sharia law, you should be on our side in this issue and against this mosque.
And I'm sure those who did that are, but are probably more terrified than the Muslims who never faced Sharia law to speak out. Tim, Sergeant, thank you, sir. We'll speak to you again.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Sergeant Tim Sumner, ladies and gentlemen. 9/11 Never Forget Committee.